We are now joined by head coach Dylan Lowry of the Tri-County Boys basketball team. Ran into Gilman City last night, lost it 83-64. Check the bracket here from Gilman City. That will have Tri-County playing tomorrow night at 8:15. More than likely against East Harrison. East Harrison is an 8 seed. Might have a pretty heavy uphill climb against number 1 seed Princeton tonight. So that's where Tri-County is looking here. Last week, win against East Harrison, a loss to Winston. Both pretty competitive, within 7 to 10 points. So certainly as far as the competitive level goes, Coach Lowry, the boys are in these games. They just got to find a way to win them at this point.
We've found a way to be really competitive early in the game. We've had a little bit of third quarter blues that we've been able to be up against Winston and Gilman at halftime and come out kind of flat and found a way to keep it interesting, made a big fourth quarter to come back a little bit. But we are playing good basketball. I think we're improving. We're just having a hard time showing results on the winning side.
Gilman.
East Harrison was a good win for us, but I had an injury a little bit, so we kind of had to play a little different in the second half, let the younger guys kind of see if they could take control. But a win's a win, and we'll take it.
Yeah, W is a W. Last night against Gilman, I've seen them play. You obviously have seen them play. They're a team that, especially when they get rolling in their gym, they like to play up-tempo, and they're hard to keep off the board. You scored the ball pretty well last night, Coach, but in giving up 83, was it just kind of one of those nights that you run into a hot Hawks team on their home floor?
Well, it was first half, we kind of controlled the tempo. We kind of played our pace, and we scored the ball well. And that second half, about midway through the third quarter, they took the lead, and you could just hear that gym erupt. They kind of got the ball rolling, and we couldn't find a way to stop it. It's one of those that we have to hold each other more accountable on the floor, and there's a game plan for a reason, and they have to make sure that they stick to it, because Gilman can shoot the ball, and you have to be able to be ready for that.
And maybe the toughest thing when you have a team that's learning how to win is you get onto the floor of a good basketball team. We both know that Gilman City is a good basketball team. You kind of accept the fact that there's probably going to be one or two runs that you're going to have to just kind of make your way through. But yeah, at some point, teams that kind of have made that next step, when you get that run against you from a good team on the road, you find a way to kind of counter that run and get out of that thing.
Yeah, you have to find a way to stand your ground and know that, okay, they got a few buckets, but now it's our turn to go get some back. And they kind of, you could see a little bit of defeat going, and we tried to make a little comeback and got some fouls, and they made all their free throws. And so it got to the point where we couldn't make that comeback, and they still were shooting lights out. So it was a tough loss because we were right there in the mix with it all the way until the fourth quarter, really. And we got bounced back and still make a good tournament out of this week.
In the game that I saw you play and called against Princeton, Coach, certainly it's fun to watch Derek Curtis play. He's much like Langfitt in the fact that both can get up and down the floor, both can score in transition. The thing that you want to lean on Derek, obviously, for big baskets, but you don't want to have your offense be 80% Derek Curtis either.
Oh, no. It's one of those. He can score the ball pretty well at will if he's going to the rim, but it's hard to do that four quarters long. He can kind of it's hard to go that hard on offense and defense and score, be the only one. So I've got Landon Dodds is my big really right now, and he's got to step up in that role. I got some guards that Gabe Manning had a big game for me last night to get 20 points, and that's his biggest game of the year. And so we've got to have those others step up. Help off the floor, and because Curtis is going to get some points, but it can't just be him. And I think that's what early in the season we kind of relied on that, but now they're starting to step up and show that they got to bring more to the ball game.
Yeah, and some of these freshmen that Coach is mentioning, if you haven't seen them play, there is some ability there. They're just they're kind of young kids at this point, so they're kind of learning on the fly, so to speak. You see East Harrison again, Coach. As we said, you got to win against them last Friday, but in playing them tomorrow night, they're not going to be any secrets. Those games are kind of difficult to play when you play somebody twice within 7 days, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. We have a conference that we play each other three or four times, just about guaranteed. So we kind of know what to expect from them. First half, we kind of controlled the tempo, and last time, and then we kind of let him come back in the ball game towards the end. And it's one of those that we turn the ball over way too much, and it's hard to control a game if you're given that many opportunities to the other team. So we have to come out ready to play, stand our ground, and we have to make a quick turnaround after that Gilman City loss.
Well, I talked about with Coach Dustman in the interview that just aired is, you know, when you're Tri-County and you're trying to find opportunities to get victories, when you end up on the consolation side of the bracket, you look at, you know, if the favorites win out, you're looking at, like, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8 seed, things like that, where you can go to your young team and say, okay, we're in a four-team tournament. Let's see if we can win this thing by Friday night, right?
Oh, yeah. But you got to find a way to get there. I kind of overlooked some things in the Bethany tournament and kind of looked ahead, but we got to go one game at a time. We got to make sure we take care of business so we can move on to the next round.
Yeah, they will find out an opponent officially after tonight. We're going to assume. I know there's weather coming in. Hopefully it's after midnight, so hopefully all the games at these area tournaments go tonight. Princeton East Harrison play at 5:45. The loser of that game will play Tri-County tomorrow night at 8:15. Coach, as always, appreciate the time. Good luck with the rest of the tournament this week.
All right, thank you.